Probably not news to you, but Vancouver real estate remains hot. Home sale activity is well above the January average, which is pushing up the prices. A listener who is actively shopping for a condo wrote in to say she's concerned about the high costs of strata insurance. So here to discuss some changes to the way strata insurance is calculated, as well as a discussion on strata fees, is Mark Ting, our guide to personal finance and a partner with Foundation Wealth. Mark, hello there.
Hi, Gloria.
So strata insurance, big concern for strata unit owners. There have been many stories of the cost, you know, jumping 200 to 300%. Are these price hikes here to stay?
Well, there could be some relief on the horizon because as of this January, the insurance companies have agreed to end the practice called best term pricing. And that's where strata's premiums are based on the highest bid for insurance. So this is important because insurance companies like to spread the risk of a building among several insurers. So rather than one insurance company insuring an entire building, that one insurance company might just insure 30% of it, which means the remaining 70% of the building has to be insured by another or several other insurance companies. So with best term pricing, if there were three insurers covering one building, whoever charged the highest premiums out of the three would set the standard, would set the premium for the entire building. So even if the other two insurers were willing to issue insurance at a lower amount, they weren't allowed. They had no choice but to charge the highest rate. So now that this best term pricing is gone, you know, hopefully rates will drop.
Well, that sounds like good news for strata owners. Best term pricing no longer an option. So can strata buildings expect a drop in their premiums?
It's too early to tell. Like, this has just happened, you know, a month ago. But hopefully it's sort of going through the system right now, and the industry is adapting to these new rules. And what we've seen is, like, those massive leaps in premiums, those have sort of leveled off. And for some well-run buildings, the premiums are trending lower. They're renewing at lower rates. If you think about insurance, though, like, at the end of the day, it's all about risk. So regardless of what's going on, regardless of what the rules, like poorly maintained buildings, like young people that drive fast in really expensive cars, or people who smoke who are predisposed to certain diseases or work in dangerous jobs, all these cohorts will be charged a premium just because their likeliness of making claims, like compared to someone like a well-maintained building or someone who drives a Honda Civic with a very clean driving record. So my feeling is, while getting rid of the best term pricing is a positive first step, on its own, it's not enough. If a strata really wants their insurance premiums to drop, they're going to have to take the necessary steps to prove to the insurance companies that they aren't all that risky and they deserve a discount.
Okay, so what steps can stratas take then to reduce the cost of insurance?
Well, a lot of it's maintenance. Like, a lot of stratas don't maintain their buildings very well. And a little bit of maintenance goes a long way in preventing catastrophic claims, like, you know, pipes bursting or your heating system breaking down. Or what we're seeing a lot is water leaks that get in behind the building's envelope. Those things cost a ton of money to repair. So what you want is a low claim history. Having a 5-year claim-free history is something that every strata building should strive for. So if I'm an insurer looking at your building and I want to believe that you're a good risk, I'm more likely going to insure a higher percentage of your building compared to another building that, say, is poorly run with lots of claims due to the higher risk. I won't be willing to take on too much percentage of that insurance. So that other building will have to get more and more insurance companies involved. And I've seen cases where one building will have up to 20 insurance companies all involved, all needed to fully cover one building. And naturally, the more people involved, the more insurance company involved, the different the premiums are, and just the higher the costs. So often, you know, making sure that you're attracted to the insurance companies is probably the number one thing you can do to reduce your insurance costs.
So when I mentioned that a listener wrote in asking about strata insurance, what advice did you give her?
Well, I told her to take a very good look at the strata minutes, particularly the upcoming budget, because they show that every year. This time of year, they talk about their annual budget. So on my wish list, what I'd like to see is, first of all, a very well-funded contingency fund and sufficient funds allocated to routine maintenance. And probably the last thing is just a proactive strata council, particularly for older buildings, because there's more to be done. So originally, when she was thinking about buying, she was actually limiting her search to buildings that were less than 5 years old, assuming that they're safer because they're still under warranty. But I told her that's not necessarily the case. You can find a very good quality, older, well-run, maintained building, and it could be just as good as a newer condo. And, you know, the trade-off also is with older condos, usually you get more square footage for your dollar.
Okay. Well, what about the strata fees, though? I mean, when you're buying a condo, I mean, the main financial considerations, usually the price of the unit and the cost of the strata fees. So are low strata fees an indication of a well-run building?
Well, if the strata is performing regular maintenance, you know, paying lower than market insurance premiums and has an up-to-date depreciation report, and despite all that is still paying reasonable strata fees, that is a really good indication of a well-run building by a proactive strata. However, the opposite is also true. Low strata fees often mean that the building is being neglected. They're not being proactive. They're underfunding their contingency fund. They're delaying maintenance, or they're pushing off their depreciation report to quote-unquote save money. So those are all signs of an ill-prepared strata. And in my mind, it's only a matter of time until something catastrophic goes wrong, at which time the strata won't have the means to pay for the damage through their contingency fund. And they'll have to do something drastic. They'll probably have to issue a special assessment to all the unit holders. And those can be a lot of money. You know, I've seen them for $50,000, $100,000, depending on what went wrong. So my feeling is, you know, it's kind of like retirement planning. The better option is to be proactive, start saving for this. Even if it means a higher strata fee, sock away 10 to 15% in the contingency fund, you know, budget, keep the building maintained. And if you do that over the long run, generally the stratas will save money.
So the woman who wrote in then, did she end up buying a place?
No, not yet. She made an offer on a condo, but after reviewing the strata minutes, she realized that the strata ran sort of on a bare bones budget in order to keep costs low. And for her, there was enough red flags for her to actually rescind her offer, which is extremely difficult to do in a hot market. Like, she's encountering bidding wars and she's competing against people who are, they just want to buy and they don't do any, they don't do much in the way of due diligence. So it's still a struggle. It's a struggle being a buyer in a strong seller's market.
Mark, thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
That is Mark Ting. He is our guide to personal finance. He's a partner at Foundation Wealth. If there's a question you have for Mark, maybe it's something we can discuss here on air, feel free to contact him, markTingCBC@gmail.com. markTingCBC@gmail.com.